I bought a crop duster to haul fish in, and I got this contract for hauling sand the winter before hauling the fish, and it was like, holy cow, what a deal. Prior to me doing this, they've been doing it for years, and they would send someone out and drop bags of red dye on the ice, half mile apart, I don't know. You could see them. So then we'd load the plane up with sand out of Galena a lot, and we just have to fly down and connect the dots. They'd drop all this sand on the river, which rotted the ice a lot more, and the point was that it wouldn't jam there as much. And they were strategically placing it in spots they knew jammed. There was sharp bends in mountainous areas up on the Yukon where it definitely jammed. I know it has to be done after it stops snowing, because if you put all the sand down and you get another 6 inches of snow, it's not worth much, doesn't have much value once it's covered up with snow again. You can't put damp sand in the hopper. It'll never come out. So they had a way. They fired up a big dryer. They dried the sand to powder. And they had an auger that augered it right into the hopper of the plane. And when it was powder dry, it would come out real easy. And I did it for 2 or 3 years up on the Yukon. The Kuskokwim wasn't as much. And the guy that I helped do it had his own planes. They pretty much did the Kuskokwim themselves. You know, and that thing with the Yukon, God, we would load up in Galena, and some of those trips were an hour and a half down, way down river. It was ridiculous to sit in that stupid plane and fly for an hour and a half, and it'd take you 5 seconds to dump your load. And then it'd be another hour and a half back to the Galena, and they'd load you in 10 minutes, and you're supposed to, you did this all day long. It was unbelievable. That's really a memory.